taken into captivity into Babylon, they used to always say, next year in Jerusalem.
所以讲到那个以色列人呢，在给那个掳掠到巴比伦的时候，他们会讲说，
next year in Jerusalem. Okay, so I guess we at here at CECV have a new saying of our own, next year at the workday.
所以我们在我们但是在我们教会的话呢，我们怎么说呢？我们说明年在我们大扫除的时候再见。
So we will see you in the fall.
所以我们就在那个秋天的时候见面。
Okay. So this morning, we want to talk a little bit about how God uses things around us to help us to become godly.
所以今天呢，我们想看一些经文呢，来帮助我们看看神怎么样用我们周围的一些事情，来让我们变得更属神。
And many times those are very, very simple things that God uses, and he actually uses things that we are reminded of over and over again.
所以神有时候用的东西呢，就是神一直在不断用一些东西来提醒我们。
Please forgive me. Okay. Earlier this year, Sandy and I went to Seattle Pacific University to take our daughter off to start her freshman year.
所以今年的早些时候呢，我们跟Sandy和我呢，一起把我们的女儿呢，送到那个西雅图那个太平洋大学。
And we started a new phase in our lives that we call empty nester, no children at home.
所以我们进入一个生活的一个新的时期，叫做空巢期。
And so at the end of this day of introducing students and parents to the university,
那么在那天我们把这个，在那天在那个介绍新同学，介绍给大学那个时期，那个那一天结束的时候，
they had all 800 new freshmen go off into one auditorium.
所以那个所有的这些800多个新生呢，都去这个大礼堂。
And all the parents, they took off to the church across the street.
所以所有的家长呢，都去那个马路对面那个教会。
So there was a pastor that they had speak to all of the parents.
有一个牧师呢，就给所有的这些家长们讲道。
So he actually, I think, had two messages. The first one was, don't worry about your children. We will help them to succeed in school, but more importantly, we will help them to follow Jesus Christ.
所以他有两个信息。第一个信息就是说，家长们不要担心你的孩子，我们会帮助这些孩子。最重要的是，他们会跟从耶稣。
And then he said to the parents who are now empty nesters, their last child is out of the house.
那么他接着就给这些家长们，就说你们现在是在空巢期，已经没有孩子在家里边。
He basically said, if your children are gone, now you need to go home and let God do something new in your marriage.
所以他就说呢，现在那孩子走了，那么你们回家以后呢，就要让神来到你们家里边，给增加你们的婚姻。
And his point was that God never stops working to change us to become like Christ.
所以他就讲的说，神呢，从一直在不断的来帮助我们，改变我们，让我们更像基督。
So this morning we want to talk about our becoming like Christ, where Paul uses this phrase, the glory of Christ in jars of clay.
所以我们今天来看这个信息，怎么样更像基督呢？就是用这个像题目里所讲的，说在瓦器里的基督荣耀。And
his idea is that even though we live in bodies that are mortal and weak, God's glory is transforming who we are as people and what our hearts are like.
所以我们就讲的就是，虽然我们的身体是软弱的，是腐，是会腐朽的，但是神把我们的生命改变，把神的荣耀给了我们。
And so I actually have three points this morning. The first point is that God uses the Gospels, the four books of the Gospels to change us.
所以我今天有三点，那么第一点呢，就是神用这个福音书来改变我们。
Secondly, God uses suffering. Did you hear me? God uses suffering to change us.
那么第二点呢，就是神用我们所受的苦难来改变我们。
And thirdly, God uses role models to help change us.
那么第三点呢，神呢是用一些榜样来改变我们。
So we'll read from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and parts of chapter 4. We'll follow what's here. I've removed a few things. So at first he says, we all with unveiled face, and here he's speaking about Moses, who used to veil his face. He used to put something over his face because of the glory. We all, with unveiled face, are beholding the glory of the Lord. We are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, and this comes from the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that is the Lord.
所以在哥林多我们所讲的是哥林多后书第有三章十八节和四章四十六节，这个地方讲到说，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见神的荣光，他这讲的敞着脸就是摩西有在有一段时期他在神的荣光，他要把他脸用手帕盖上，所以好像从镜子里的反照就变成主的形状。
Then he goes on in the fourth chapter a few verses later and he says,Seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. The glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For the God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone into our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
所以这接下来就是神神本是神基督本是神的像，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
But we all of us have this treasure. The treasure is the glory of Christ inside of us. We all have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power.Belongs to God and not to us.
So, 我们每个人都有神的荣耀在我们里面，在我们像这个瓦器里边。所以，我们有这些宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Then, in verse 10 and 11, he says something twice. He says something in verse 10. He says it in verse 11, which means it's very important.
所以他接着在这第四章第十节、十一节里面讲的这个事情是重复两次。
He says, we are always carrying in the body, in our body, the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested or revealed in our bodies.
所以他讲的是我们身上常常常带着基督的耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Then he says it again. He says, "For we who live, are always being given over to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh."
所以十一节他接着讲到，就重复了一遍。所以因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
And then down in verse 16 he says, so we do not lose heart, we don't get discouraged, because though our outer body, our outer self is wasting away, our inner self, our heart is being renewed.
所以他接着在十六节中讲到说，所以我们不必丧胆，不要丧胆。外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Let me just pray quickly that God will use this jar of clay to help all of us as jars of clay to become more like Christ.
我们来一起祷告, 使我这个瓦器 可以帮助我们所有这些瓦器 更像耶稣基督。
Father, we do struggle in this life.
父神, 我们在世界上确实有很多的挣扎。
And we know that you want to change us into the glory of Christ to become like him.
但是我们知道你也让我们变得有耶稣基督的荣耀 更像他。
So that we can love other people the way that Jesus.
所以我们就可以爱别人, 就像耶稣爱别人一样。
Speak to us this morning. In your name we pray. Amen.
神请你给我们亲自讲话, 我们用靠耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
Amen. So as you may know, in China, I taught graduate students at a university.
所以你们可能有些人不知道，我在中国的时候呢，是在大学里面的研究生，教课。
And they were all science. They were all pharmaceutical students to do, that were preparing to do research.
所以他们这些学生都是科学家，就是搞药学研究的那些人学生。
And one of my assignments to the students every year was tell me about somebody that you admire, and they would come up and speak in English.
所以呢，我给他们学生的一些作业呢，就是每年呢，你到前面来讲一个你认为很重要的一个人，让他们用英语来讲。
In every single class, somebody would stand up in front and talk about Yuan Longping.
那么有一个人在一个课里边呢，他就来讲的这个人呢，是讲的是袁隆平这个人。
I don't know, have you heard of Yuan Longping?
听说过袁隆平吗？
So I learned he's one of the most famous scientists on mainland, and what he did is he developed hybrid rice.
所以这个袁隆平是大陆一个很有名的农学家，他研究出了一种杂交水稻。
And 40 years ago, when things were hard in China, he helped increase the crop of rice through his research to feed the growing population.
所以这个40年以前的时候，当中国那个经济情况不那么好的时候，他研究出这种杂交水稻呢，帮助中国增加这个水稻的产量，来养活那些人。
And in almost every class, some young woman would stand up and talk about a lady by the name of Yang Lan.
好像是在很多的课里面都有这么一个女学生呢，就会来讲到提到杨澜。
Yang Lan is a good role model for young women.
所以这个杨澜呢，是这个年轻女士的一个很好的榜样。
Now she wasn't just like Oprah.
她不是简简单的像美国这个 Oprah 一样，这个主持这个 talk show 啊，这个呀。
No, she had talk show, but she was on the TV a lot. But she also helped found a company called Sun Media.
所以她呢，不仅仅是在做过主持人，而且呢，她呢是这个。 而且他创立一家企业叫阳光传媒。And
what I learned is very clear that whether we desire to be scientists or whether we desire to be successful women, we need role models in our lives to follow.
所以我学到什么呢？就是说，不管你是想做科学家，还是想做一个成功的女士，说你都要有一个榜样。
So it doesn't matter what we want in our lives. We all want to be like Jesus Christ. So for all of us here, our role model of becoming godly people is nothing less than Jesus Christ.
所以如果我们想做一个更属神的人的话，我们的榜样就是耶稣基督。 所以耶稣在这个保罗在这个圣经里面讲的说新约和旧约。
And he talks about the glory that Moses had from his face.
他讲到摩西脸上的荣光。
That is just one man, the glory that he had when he would come out from meeting God.
所以这就是他，就只有一个人，当他遇见神以后，他出来的时候，他脸上的荣光。所以保罗所讲的说，我们这个荣光是有比那个摩西的荣光更大的荣光，我们每个人都有。
So he says that we see the light of the gospel, and what is the gospel? It is the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
所以他就讲的说，我们看见这神这个福音的荣光，这个荣光就是耶稣基督的这个耶稣基督的荣光，就是这个他就是神的像。
So that the whole
所以这个神的荣光是已经本来是离我们很远，但是他来到我们中间，可以我们可以看到他。所以他就讲到第六节说，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。所以呢，也就是神的荣光呢，显在这个人来到世上的耶稣基督的面上。
We all are called every day to model Jesus Christ in our lives.
所以我们每天被神呼召，在我们的生活里边学习像耶稣基督。
And in the same way, the pastor at Seattle Pacific University told a group of middle-aged parents, "You have not stopped."
所以这同样的那个在这个西雅图太平洋大学的那个牧师就说你们这些中年的人，你们在婚姻里边要也不断的成长。
God tells us that none of us stops growing in our knowledge experience of the life of Jesus Christ.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们在我们的生活当中，我们不断的成长，就是在我们的经验里面，那么知识里面，更多的知道耶稣基督。所以就是我们在这个地方看到说，耶稣摩西所经历的这些看到神的荣光，就是在那个经幔上。所以但是在这个地方我们看到他把这个拿下来是在我们很在地上离我们很近，就通过耶稣基督。
So my first point is that God uses the Gospels, that is the four books of the Gospel to change us.
所以我们首先来看的是神用这个四个福音书来改变我们。所以我们当保罗说，让我们如果注目在主的身上，所以我们就好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
Isn't that interesting?
这是不是很有意思呢？
Look at each other.
我们看看彼此，互相看看。
Look at the person next to you.
说你们看看你邻座的人。
See the glory of Jesus Christ.
有没有看到耶稣基督的荣光
？Do you see the glory of Jesus Christ?
有没有看到耶稣基督的荣光呢
？Yes. Yeah, amen. You know there is this passage. There is a glory of Christ that is the image of God.
所以我们有这个经节说的这个基督本是神的像。
It seems so far away. Only Moses can experience that.
好像神是那么远，只有摩西才能经历。
The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I've never seen His face. Have you?
但是神的荣光在耶稣基督脸上。
But we see the face of Jesus Christ.
但是我们看到耶稣基督的荣光。
Look next to you.
我们彼此看一下。
If the person next to you believes in Jesus Christ, you can see the glory of Christ.
所以如果你隔壁的人他是信耶稣的人，你就可以在他脸上看到耶稣基督的荣耀。
See, when he says that we are being changed and transformed from one degree of glory to another, this isn't some big, huge, supernatural experience that only super spiritual people have.
所以呢，刚才讲的时候，我们如果被改变以后，我们荣上加荣，所以这个看到神的荣光不简简单单只是一个超自然的、超灵异的一个事情。
God changes us in very simple ways.
神把这个事情变成一个很简单的事情。
Where do you see the glory of Jesus Christ?
那么你在什么地方可以看到耶稣基督的荣光？
Can I go off into a room and say, Jesus, show me your glory?
那么我们可不可以进到一个房间里面说，耶稣基督把你的荣光显示给我？
Is that what God wants?
那是神所愿意的吗？
Do you know where we see the glory of Jesus Christ?
你知道我们在什么地方可以看到耶稣基督的荣光吗？
There are four books that we can see God.
那么我们这里面有四本福音书，我们看到神。
We can see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到神的荣光在耶稣基督的脸上。
Four books.
有四本书。
马太福音、马可福音、路克福音、约翰福音，对吧？
Yeah, the Matthew, Mark, the Luke, and John.
If we read these books, God is changing us.
如果我们读这些书的话，神的话就会改变我们。
He's changing us to become like Jesus Christ.
所以他就改变我们，使我们更像耶稣基督。
You see, when we see how Jesus approaches somebody and he comes to a leper and he puts his hand on the leper, we are learning about God's love.
所以你看到耶稣基督来到这个麻风病人的时候，他把神放在麻风病人的身上，我们就在学习神怎么样的爱人。
Every single story tells us how we are supposed to be like Jesus.
所有的里面的故事都是告诉我们说我们应该怎样像耶稣，像这个耶稣一样。
Do we want to be like Jesus?
我们想不想像耶稣呢？
When we want to be like Jesus, we commit ourselves every single day to reading this book.
如果我们愿意更像耶稣的话，我们要立定心志每天读这本书。
And we think deeply about the meaning of the story.
那么我们而且每天要深思这里边的意思是什么。
Now, Hebrew has an interesting word about meditation.
那么希伯来语里面有一个对这个默想这个词有一个很有意思的词。
The Hebrew word for meditation is, I think it's huggah. Do I have it right? Huggah. I don't know how to pronounce it. My Hebrew is bad. But it has an interesting meaning. It just means mutter. Mutter. Ba, 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 ba.
所以呢，这个希伯来语里面讲的说这个默想这个词呢，就是这个发音叫合格。然后他就说意思呢，那个意思呢，就是说呢是嘟囔。
So it's do.
嘟囔。
嘟囔。Oh, yeah. I like this. He's so much better than I am. He's already ahead of me. You see, mutter doesn't mean like a crazy person wandering around. Blah, 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 blah. Mutter actually means to repeat something over and over and over again, to keep saying something over and over, to repeat, to recite.
所以呢，这个地方讲的多呢，就是一遍一遍的重复说不同的事情来。
You see, that's how they used to learn.
所以这就是他们以前的是怎么来学习。
But then with time, that idea came to mean.That you sit down and you take something that you've learned and you roll it back and forth in your mind.
所以我就是在我这想的就是躺下来，你学的什么东西，一遍一遍的重复在想，在你的心里面在来回的让它转。
How do we become like Jesus Christ?
所以我们怎么样能变得更像耶稣呢？
What does the Holy Spirit use to change us into that same image?
那个圣灵是怎么样用把我们变成那样的形象呢？
Is when we simply read the four books and we look at them closely, closely. The word beholding the glory of the Lord means to look very intently.
所以他讲的是我们怎么样要认真的读这本书，说这个地方讲的说 behold, 这个英文讲的 beholding 就是我们看见，我们要很专注的看。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.And how do we do that?
我们怎么样这样做呢？
We just read those stories over and over and over again.
所以我们就是一遍一遍一遍的读那些故事。
Are you reading the Gospels?
那么有没有在读福音书呢？
All the time?
有没有总是在读呢？
Let me remind you that that's our calling.
那我要提醒你一下，神呼召我们这样做。
It is worth it.
就因为确实值得这样做。
To read them over and over.
说就一遍一遍的去读。
You see, because God uses that to change us to become exactly like Jesus.
所以神是用那种方式呢，来让我们变得一模像耶稣基督一样。
Both in this world and in the world to come.
是不仅在今世，而且是在永生。
Now, my second point is that God uses suffering to change us.
所以我的第二点呢，就讲了神用苦难来改变我们。
Now, this is not easy.
那这个确实不太容易。
You know, who wants to suffer?
那么谁想受苦呢？
You know, I don't want to suffer. I want to run from suffering.
那我不想受苦，我想逃离苦难。
You know, when suffering and struggles and troubles come, I want to pray that God will take them away from me.
所以当苦难挣扎这个来临的时候，我就祷告上神把这拿走。
But that's not how God works.
但是神呢，不是这样工作的。
So what happens is that there is a fact. The fact is we all suffer in one way or another.
所以但有这是一个事实，就是这个事实就是我们每一个人在用不同的方式在经受苦难。
We have different kinds of troubles and problems.
我们有不同的这个问题麻烦。
But we all have troubles.
但是我们所有的人都有问题。
Now, what's interesting is that Paul says here, this momentary light affliction.
所以这个保罗所讲的说，我这个他说这个暂时的苦楚。
And the immediate context of the verse is where he's almost being killed in persecution. He's suffering physically, almost dying. And what does he call it? A momentary light.
所以但是我们要看到这个背景的时候，这个保罗在这个写信的时候他差一点被人打死，但是他把这个经历看作是一个至暂至轻的一个苦楚。
Because what he's trying to say is that no matter how painful our struggles are, that in light of eternity, they're light, they're nothing.
所以就不管我们经受的苦难我们觉得多么的大，但是与永恒相比他们都是暂时的，很轻的。
Now, how he also describes the sufferings and the problems that we have in life is very interesting.
所以他接着讲下来的我们在生活当中经历的这苦难呢，也是很有意思的。
Now, you know that Americans say there's only two things in life that you cannot avoid.
所以在美国经常有人说是在生活当中有两件事情你是不可避免的。
Paying taxes and death.
那么交税、上税和死亡。
And see, that's what Paul is doing here is he's trying to say, if you look at the fact that we all die, you can understand how to look at our lives.
所以你如果看到这个事实，就是我们每个人都会死亡的话，我们就会想到我们怎么样生。
So death is a symbol for all of the small troubles and sufferings and afflictions we have in life.
所以死亡就是代表我们生命当中所经受的各种大大小小这种苦难，这种麻烦。
You see, he's not only talking about persecution when he says we always are carrying in the body the death of Jesus.
所以他讲的不简单的只是受迫害，而是他身上经常带着耶稣的死。
He's talking about you and I.
他是在讲到说我们所有的人。
So he says it again. We who live, who is we who live? Every single one of us.
所以是我们活着的人讲到，就是这些什么人呢？就是我们所有的人，每一个人。
We are all slowly being given over to death for Jesus' sake.
所以我们每一个人呢，都是慢慢的，都是常为耶稣被交于死地。
Now, as I said, in the immediate paragraph, Paul is talking aboutphysical suffering from persecution.
所以在这个前面的章节他讲的说这个为这个受迫害受苦。
But if you go back to the first chapter, he talks about a wide variety of sufferings and afflictions in general.
所以但是在这我们如果再往前走，如果看到第一章的时候呢，他是讲到呢这些各样的苦难的一个通用的这个用法。
And he says that there is the God of comfort. He comforts us in any of our struggles and our pains and our afflictions and our troubles.
所以他讲，但是神呢是会安慰我们，他是在我们各样的痛苦当中、各样的麻烦当中，神会安慰我们。
And then toward the end of the book in chapter 12, he talks about his weaknesses.
但是在这个十二章的时候，他会讲到他自己的这个软弱。
That's where he says, my grace is sufficient for you.
但是他讲的是神的恩典足够我们用。
When I am weak, then I am strong.
所以他讲的说，当我软弱的时候，就变得刚强。
He's talking about all kinds of struggles that we have in life.
他是讲到这个我们生活当中所经历的各样的麻烦。
What kind of struggles have you had?
那么你个人的挣扎是什么呢？
Think about them.
来想一想。
The pain in the heart.
那么心疼。
Maybe problems in the family.
那么也许家庭的问题。
Maybe finance problems.
也许是我们经济家庭经济的问题。
Difficult with jobs.
也许是工作困难的问题。
Problems with our children.
也许是孩子的问题。
Everything is included.
所有的这些事情都在包括在里面。
But look at what he says. This is a momentary affliction that has a purpose. The purpose is to prepare us for an eternal weight. Remember, light, heavy, an eternal weight of glory. However much our sufferings are here, they are nothing compared to the wonderful glory that God is creating in our lives.
所以我们经受这些暂时很轻的苦楚，我们是有个目的的。这个目的就是要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。这地方的重，就是那个荣耀是重的，我们的苦楚是轻的。So
what do you think about suffering?
那么，你觉得这个你怎么认为苦难的事情呢？
When it comes, what do you think?
那么当苦难来临的时候，你怎么想的呢？
Has God left you?
你有没有想过说神爱不爱你呢？
Do you pray God take it away?
有没有给神祷告说神把苦难拿走呢？
You see, the Bible tells us that there is incredible value in the suffering.
但是这个圣经告诉我们说，苦难是有价值的。
So in these same two verses, verse 10 and verse 11, when he says, we are always caring about the death of Jesus in our body, and we who live are always being given over to death for the sake of Jesus, he follows it with telling us that there is a purpose for our suffering.
所以呢，这我们刚才就是说，对十节、十一当中，我们在使耶稣，我们身上总是带着耶稣基督的死，所以我们耶稣基督的圣也显明在我们的身上。Our
suffering has one purpose.
所以我们的受苦有一个目的。So
that the life of Jesus can be revealed in our bodies.
就是使耶稣基督的生，这个在我们必死的身上显明出来。
So that the life of Jesus can be in our mortal bodies. Why does he use mortal? It's that idea that as we slowly age, we're slowly leaving this world. And for those who believe in Christ, we'll go to the next world.
所以他就讲的说，我们耶稣基督生命在我们这个必死的身体上和朽，就是我们是逐渐逐渐的身体在衰坏，但是我们会再到另外一个世界。
So when we have sufferings and troubles and afflictions and everything goes wrong, we really have two choices.
所以当我们在生活当中很多事情都不对了，我们有经受各样的苦难，有这样的麻烦，我们实际上只有两个选择。
We can be upset and angry and feel like God has left us.
所以我们可以感觉很愤怒，感觉觉得神离开了我们。
Or we can ask God how he is trying to use the suffering to change us.
或者我们就可以问神说，神，你要用这个苦难怎么样来改变我呢？
In every trouble and problem we have, we can either become better or we can become bitter.
所以我们在各样的这个痛苦、各样的麻烦当中，我们有或者变得更好，或者变得更喜欢抱怨。
We should pray, I think, that we, God would use our troubles and problems to change us in our hearts.
所以我们应该祷告，祷告是神让用神用苦难能够来改变我们。
When problems come, don't ask God to remove them.
所以当苦难来临的时候，不要求神把苦难拿走。
Well, of course you can.
所以你可以，当然可以求，这样求。
But my point is, we should always be asking God, what are you trying to do in my heart to help me become more Christ-like?
所以我们，但是呢，我们这个时候要想呢，要问神说，神你要做，为怎么样用这个苦难让我来变得更像啊基督呢？
Our attitude means that we'll either become bitter or we will become better.
所以我们的态度就是一个是我们的变得更苦读，另外是我们是更感恩。
I believe that it's better to be better than to be bitter.
所以我觉得呢是变得更感恩更好，比那个变得更苦读更好一些。
So my one suggestion is that when we have problems, we always ask God in prayer how he is trying to change us.
所以我们就是在我们经常要在祷告里面就是说神你是怎么样求神说问神你是怎么样改变我们。
What kind of sin is God trying to pull out?
说我们看看就是想问神是神你是想在我们的生命当中把怎么样的一些罪给除掉呢？
What kind of bad attitude is God trying to change and to love?
说你是怎么样改变我的一些错误的态度呢？
We go and we ask God to use our sufferings rather than take them away.
所以我们这个时候我们应该是更要求神说用这个苦难而不是把这个苦难拿走。
Think about this last verse in verse 16. He says, we do not lose heart. See, he's saying no matter how difficult our problems are, we do not become discouraged.
所以我们来看看思想第十六节说他讲的说我们不丧胆就是不管我们的苦难多大但我们都不要丧胆。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we can understand that even if our outer body is wasting away, God is at work in our hearts, changing our inner self to become more like Christ.
所以呢，我们虽然的外体呢虽然毁坏，但是耶稣基督是在我们的心里面工作，所以我们的内心呢却一天新似一天。
So God, He not only uses the Gospels to change us.
So,
he also uses suffering to change us.
所以神不仅仅是用福音书来改变我们，他用苦难也来改变我们。
And finally, God uses role models to change us.
最后呢，我们看神是用榜样来改变我们。
Now this may not be so clear as we go in and we talk about the treasure in jars of clay.
但是也许呢，我们当想到。也许这个信息呢不那么明显，因为我们看到是在那个在宝器，在这个在瓦器宝物在宝贝在瓦器里边。
Remember this treasure that he's talking about is that inside of us the glory of God, the image of Jesus Christ is slowly coming alive in our hearts and in our character.
所以他讲的这个宝贝在瓦器里面，就是神的这个荣耀。在我们的身体里面慢慢慢慢地彰显出来。
Why does he say jars of clay?
他为什么要说这个瓦器呢？
Because in the ancient world, all of the jars and the glasses and the plates and the bowls were all made of clay.
因为在古代的时候，他们所使用的所有的容器，这个杯盘都是用瓦器来做的。
It's not only very common, but it's also breakable.
它不仅仅是这些东西很常见，而且这些东西呢很容易坏掉。
You see, in the ancient world, they were maybe a little bit more aware of how frail their bodies were.
所以呢，在那个过去的时候呢，很多人呢，他们自我感觉呢，他们身体是非常脆弱的。
Think about what he says. This jar of clay, this body that we have.Which is breakable has an incredible surpassing power.
但是我们来想想看
That is from God.
就是我们这样的一个可以毁坏的身体呢，反而是可以是有神的荣耀在里边。
And again, the treasure, the glory of Christ, he's the image of God inside of the people around us, inside of ourselves.
所以神的宝贝是在我们在在荣耀在我们每个人里面。
The glory of God in the face of Christ.
那么神的荣耀就是耶稣基督。
Now, my wife gets up every morning.
那么我们的我太太每天早上起来以后。
And she looks at me.
她就看看我。
I tell you, I am not a pretty sight to look at in the morning.
所以你我告诉你哈，我这人早上起来看上去没这么好看。
There's something that we can refer to as morning breath.
哦，我们就可以想象这个早晨那种呼吸啊，早晨那个。
You know, morning breath before you brush your teeth.
就是那个你刷牙之前那个早晨那个呼吸。
I'm not a pretty sight.
所以就看上去我确实是不看不怎么好看。
But somehow or another, even in me, it's the glory of Jesus.
但是呢，即使我这么不好看的人，我也有耶稣基督的荣耀在里面。
The people around us all, look at you. Look at the glory of Christ is everywhere in this room.
所以我们看看呢，是我们每一个人在座的人都有这个耶稣基督的荣耀。
Look at the person behind you. They have the glory of Christ.
所以你看你后面的人也是有耶稣基督的荣耀。
Do you have eyes to see?
你有没有眼睛去看呢？
We got to have eyes to see Jesus inside of other people.
所以你必须要有那个眼睛能够看到耶稣在每一个人的里面。
That's why it's so important to understand what the fruit of the Holy Spirit is.
所以这就讲到为什么我们要有这个神这个圣灵的果子在我们里面。
You see, because we can look at somebody and they can be so ugly, but if they have the fruit of the Holy Spirit,They are reflecting the image of Jesus Christ.
So, 但是所以你看起来，你这个人虽然看起来很丑陋，但是他如果身上有圣灵所结的果子，他就有这个耶稣基督的荣耀。
And I say, look at each other, because every single one of us needs a role model.
所以我们彼此看一看，因为我每一个人都需要一个榜样。
The people in the youth group need to see somebody in their 20s.To model Jesus Christ for them.
所以我们在我们的这个青少年团体里面呢，他们需要一个二十几岁的人呢，来做他们的榜样，看看怎么样更像耶稣。
College students, they need somebody around them who is newly married to model what it's like to have a godly marriage.
所以呢，当那些大学的学生呢，他们就希望应该有一些刚刚新婚的那些年轻人来做他们的榜样，让他们看到怎么样一个神所祝福的婚姻。
So a couple of months ago, when this pastor was saying to a bunch of middle-aged people, "Go home and let God work on your marriage."
所以就是当我们在那个牧师在给这些人说你们回家，这些给这些中年人讲说，回去好好的这个增加你们的这个婚姻。
What I realized I needed was a role model of older godly men and older godly women that have a godly marriage.
所以呢，我们需要的榜样就是有一些比我们更年长的人和更年长的男人和女人，他们让我们看到怎么样一个是属神心意的婚姻。
Every single one of us needs a role model.
所以我每一个人都需要一个榜样。
Who is your role model?
所以你的榜样是什么呢？是谁呢？
A model of godliness.
就是一个属神的这样的榜样。
Okay. May I make a suggestion?
那么我可不可以提个建议呢？
Don't choose your pastor.
那么不要选择你的牧师做榜样。
Okay. Don't necessarily choose somebody that's very active and does a lot.
不要选那个好像那种很活跃很喜欢做事情的人。
You know, when I was younger, I used to think, I see these people who had so much knowledge of the Bible and say, I want to be like them.
所以当我年轻的时候，我看那些人有很多的圣经知识，我就说，哎，我要像这个人。
And I would look at people who did many things for God and the gospel.
所以我就看那些人，就是那些给为神做了很多事情。
But now that I'm older, I realize...There's something more important.
但是我现在呢， 岁数大一些，我就知道有一些比这个更重要的事情。
Because even though I tell you that we need to read the Bible, godliness is not only in knowledge of the word.
所以呢，虽然我告诉你说这个去读福音，但是呢，属神啊，并不是只是在这个读话语上。
And even though we have to do a lot of things to build God's kingdom, godliness is not found in what we do.
所以呢，我们虽然我们要做很多的事情，要建立神的国，但是这个属神的特性不并不是在做事情上。
What kind of role model do we need?
所以我们需要一个什么样的榜样呢？
猜一猜 ，guess. Can you guess?
Can you guess?
I'm going to tell you. It's in the next slide.
所以我就告诉你，还是在下面一个那个下个里边。
Do you see them?
所以你们看到没有
？Do you see them? These are your role models.
所以这些人就是我们的榜样。
Now, do I mean that you have men and women that go to the park together?
所以你看很多男人的年长的人，他们彼此跳舞。
Do I think that you all need to go out and learn how to dance?
那我是不是我认为说你们都应该大家去学习跳舞呢
？No, I'm going to tell you what I think that the best role models are.
所以我来不是这样的，所以我来告诉你最好的这个榜样是什么。
That is the older, senior.Men and women who have godly marriages.
所以就是那些比我们年长的人，他们有一个很敬虔的婚姻。
It's contrary to everything in American culture.
所以那是与这个美国这样的文化是一个很极大的反照。
You see, in American culture, we worship young people.
所以在美国的文化里边呢，我们是什么呀？是崇拜那些年轻人。
You see, the Bible tells us to be imitators of those who through patience and perseverance inherit the promises.
所以，但是这个圣经告诉我们说，我们是要学习那些他通过这种忍耐，承受神的这个应许。
I think the wisest thing we can ever do is look at older men and women who have godly marriages.
所以我们要做的事情就是看那些年长的老年人，他们有尤其他们有一个敬虔的婚姻的话。
Why?
为什么呢
？Why?
为什么
？You see, there's something about an older man and his wife, an older woman and her husband.That reveal the glory of Jesus.
但是你看，在年长的人，男人和他的妻子，或者年长女人和她的丈夫里面，他们可以彰显出神的荣耀。
Now that is because the primary place God works in our hearts is in our marriage.
因为神在我们心中做工一个最主要的地方，就是在我们的婚姻里边。
Every single area of sin in my life that God has worked on in the last 30 years, God has used my wife.
所以在我的这个我心中的罪，神所一直在工作除去的时候，都是在过去30年当中都是通过我的妻子来这样做的。
Now please, don't think that I equate my wife with the Holy Spirit.
所以你不要想说把我是在把我的妻子和这个圣灵画等号。
And I'm not telling you women that you are the Holy Spirit to change your husbands.
我也不是告诉所有的这个姐妹们说你们就是那些圣灵来改变你的先生。
You see, there's something about marriage that reveals godliness.
因为你看到这个在婚姻当中的能够显示出来这个敬虔。
You see,The old people that we see walking along hand in hand reveal the love that God has worked into their lives over the course of 40 and 50 years.
所以当一个老年人他们手拉手在走路的时候，就显示神在过去他们三四十年在他们婚姻当中所做的工作。
I want you to look at this last quote.
我想大家来看一看这个最后的这些引言。
There is a book that was published a few years ago called Sacred Marriage.
所以有一本书在几年之前出版的，叫做分别为圣的婚姻。
And it was written by this man whose name is Gary Thomas.
那么这个作者的名字呢叫Gary Thomas.
Now, some of us here who have been to Western Seminary, i.e. Jumusher.
所以我们当中有些人呢是去过那个西方神学院，比如说朱牧师。
They all know he graduated from there.
我们都知道他是从那个地方毕业的。
And teaches there.
那么在那个地方教书。
But I heard him on the radio a year and a half ago when I came back from China.
在这个一年半之前呢，我在这个收音机上听到他。
He scared me.
他吓了我一跳。
He frightened me.
他让我受了惊吓。
But he spoke the truth.
但是他讲的呢是真理。
Look at this quotation with me. Your marriage is more than a sacred covenant with another person.
说在讲的说你的婚姻不仅是一个人一个与另一个人的神圣盟约。
Marriage is a spiritual discipline that's designed to help us know God better.
所以这个婚姻呢就是一种属灵的操练，是让我们更加认识神。
God uses our marriage to cause us to trust him more fully.
是神呢用婚姻呢让我们呢更加的信任他。
And to love him more deeply.
而且呢是更加的爱他。
You know? What does it say in Ephesians 5?
那么你还记不记得以弗所书第五章？
Ephesians 5 tells us when we are one in our marriage, we are one with Christ.
所以他讲的说我们如果合一的话，我们合一的话，我们就是与基督耶稣基督合一。
The whole book of Ephesians says the church needs to be one, but oneness begins in the marriage.
所以整个以弗所书讲的说教会的合一，但是呢，最开始呢是在婚姻里面两个人的合一。
And that's scary.
那么这个听起来确实挺吓人的。
But so true.
但是呢，确实呢很对的。
You see, Gary Thomas, he goes on to say, "What if God's primary intent for your marriage is not to make you happy, but is to make you holy?"
他说，他接着讲说，如果神为你的婚姻，给你婚姻的主要目的不是让你快乐，而是让你圣洁。
And what if your relationship isn't really very much about you and your wife or your husband, but is really about you and God?
所以如果说这个婚姻呢，不是目的呢，不是在于你和你的配偶，但是真的是目的是在你与神的关系。
Why do I say, look at older men and women who dance?
那么，所以我为什么说你们来看看这个老年人他们在一起跳舞呢？
They dance because they like each other.
他们在一起跳舞是因为他们彼此喜悦。
They dance because they love each other.
因为他们一起跳舞呢，是因为他们彼此相爱。
We all need role models of how to love God by loving our wives.
所以呢，我们都需要一个这样的榜样，就是我们呢，爱神要先要爱自己的配偶。
So I leave you with one thought.
所以呢，我呢就给大家留下一个思想的题目。
In your mind and in your heart, find an older couple that you know and think about them.
所以在你的好好想一想，在你的心里边有没有知不知道有这么一对老年的夫妻啊？说你来记得住
，watch them，
来去观察他们
，listen to them，
听他们的话
，talk to them，
与他们也有对话
，ask questions，
向他们问问题
，go to them and say， can you help me？
说，而且去跟他们讲话，问他们说：“你能不能帮助我们？”
h hold them in high esteem.
那么对他们要很高的尊敬。
Because they teach us how to walk with Christ.
因为他们教会我们怎么样与神同行。
Let me close with that.
来，我们用这个来做一个结束。
Father God, we thank you for all of the things that you use to change us.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你，你啊用我们为你所给我们这所有能改变我们的这些事情祷告。
And we ask you, God, that you would continue to work every day in our hearts.
我们也求告你能够在我们的每一天生活里面来改变我们。
Give us grace to be diligent in reading the Gospels.
给我们恩典，让我们每天能够啊勤奋的读圣经。
Move our hearts so that we can be able to see the love that Jesus shows.
然后感动我们，使我们能够看到耶稣基督所彰显的爱。
Change our hearts so that we can see suffering in its purpose.
改变我们，使我们也能够知道苦难的意义是什么。
And above all, change us to become like the godly men and women that have gone before us.
最重要的是帮助我们，让我们变得更像在我们之走在我们前面的那些那些敬虔的老人们。
And we thank you that even though we have this frail body, God lives inside of us.
我们也知道，虽然我们的身体非常的脆弱，但是我们知道神的荣耀住在我们里面。
Jesus, you, we are yours.
耶稣，我们是你，属你的。
Do with us as you please.
那么，按照你的心意来改变我们。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Amen. Thank you.